Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me our gospel reading this morning. The baptizer stands in the water, the animal skins wrapping his wiry torso drip with the river's tears. He is an image, an icon, recalling Adam and Eve of so long ago. As those destined for death, they walk out of paradise wrapped in animal skins that drip with their own tears. Like them, the baptizer feels his own demise, brushing against his narrow legs with every step. The grating animal skins remind him of his own skin in the game. Dead man walking, Adam walking, Adam walking, skin in the game. The baptizer scratches the dead animal tied to his chest. Herod will have his head soon enough on a platter. And the frowning faces on the shoreline are themselves totems of his approaching destruction. His own priestly kin sniff and glower from the banks. Sadducees, priests, have little truck with wilderness mikvahs and anything that might short-circuit the temple services. Repent, be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. That happens in the temple. Better Zechariah's son was 6 feet under. Who do you think you are, John? Who do you think you are? Dead man walking. Dead man walking. Adam walking. Adam walking. Skin in the game. The gaggle of Pharisees gabbing at him also hope he meets the fate of the animal tied around his waist. Nobody wants a religious competitor. If you are not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet who was supposed to come, then why are you baptizing? Dead man walking. Dead man walking. Adam walking. Adam walking. Skin in the game. And standing in that swift current, John feels his mortality in his own limbs. He is no glory of God. He is not the eternal life of the Father. He does not even hold his own life in his hands. He is only a man of bone and skins, a man of boundaries and limits, a mortal. And the baptizer can almost feel the blade pressed against the back of his neck. He tugs again at the wet animal hide, a nervous tick. He grins his crazy grin. I am not the Christ. I am not the eternal life of the Father. Dead man walking, dead man walking, Adam walking, Adam walking. Skin in the game. Sisters and brothers, we are all dead men walking. We all stand in Jordan's swift current and tug at the animal hides tied around our waists. We are all clad in Adam and Eve's skins, cast out of paradise to live in the wilderness, to live in the wilderness with John. We all die. But unlike John the Baptizer, we 21st century North Americans forget our limits. We forget our mortality. And when the Sadducees and the Pharisees ask us, we grin our crazy grins. We are Christ's. We are the eternal life. We will live forever. The Anglican priest and scholar Ephraim Radner has observed that between the year 1800 and the year 2000, life expectancy in Europe went up from 33 years old on an average to nearly 80 years old. Radner calls this the Great Transition. A myriad of factors, of course, were involved in the change in lifespan. Better nutrition, better sanitation, better medicine and healthcare. But the Great Transition, as Radner calls it, has pushed death to the boundaries of our daily experience. We don't see death day in and day out as human beings once did. And in one sense, this is a blessing from God. Longer lives, and that is a gift. But like all gifts, it comes with a temptation. A temptation to forget that we are dead men walking, Adam walking, Adam walking, skin in the game. Radner observes that when death no longer presses upon us from every direction, when it hides in hospitals and nursing homes, we tend to forget about it. We tend to imagine that we don't have limits. We tend to imagine that we don't wear Adam and Eve's skins with John in the wilderness. We imagine that if we tweak things just right, if we apply just the appropriate medical technology, if we upload our minds to a computer, we will live forever. We imagine that the boundaries of our bodies, our skins, are not real. We can be whatever we want to be, even gods. Honestly, that's part of what our whole struggle over human sexuality and all that is. It's really over our mortality. Our inability to recognize our limits. And strangely enough, because of this, because we don't see our limits, we worry ourselves silly. Because if we are gods, then our lives are in our own hands. I got to do this, and 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 I got to keep my life together. But this morning, the triune God brings us back to reality. Standing in the swift current with John the Baptizer, we feel our mortality in our own limbs. We are not the eternal life of the Father. We are men and women of bone and skins, people of boundaries and limits. And we can almost feel the blade pressed to the back of our necks. We tug at our wet animal hide. Nervous tick. We are not the Christ. We are not the eternal life of the Father. We are mortal. Dead man walking, Adam walking, skin in the game. And in the season of Advent, it is traditional to focus on the reality of our animal skins, our limits, our mortality. In times past, in fact, the four Sundays of Advent were actually dedicated to teaching on judgment, heaven, hell, and death. Our limits, our boundaries. We are mortal. We are not God. Our lives are not in our hands. And the sooner we recognize that, the sooner we are free to live in God's hands. And so with John, we bellow out a new confession. I am only the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. Only an echo of God's word. And no sooner have we said that than the Almighty gives us a vision of His eternal life. There, standing in the crowd, just behind the Pharisees and to the left of the Sadducees, there is one whose sandals we are not worthy to untie. for He holds our skins, our lives, in His hands. We behold Him, humble, gentle, with wildfire in His eye. He is glory. He is the eternal glory and life of the Father come down. He is the life of humanity. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made. He is the light shining into our dark mortality. He will take off our animal hides and clothe us with His robes of resurrection. For this perishable nature must put on the imperishable, and this mortal nature must put on immortality. And He stands in Jordan's crowd, holding our lives in His hands. All is gift. All is grace. We belong in body and soul to Jesus Christ. And so now we are free to live in hope. We are free because Jesus holds our skins, our lives in His hands. So this Advent, let go of your fear. Let go of the fear of death. Let go of the fear of the broken marriage. Let go of the fear of daily life struggles and rest in Jesus' hands. Or as St. Paul puts it in our epistle reading this morning, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice! Let all know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He holds your life, your skins, in His hands. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.